Now we've come to the superior sacrifice. And listen to him in verse 11. But Christ, being come a high priest of good things to come. Good things, friend. Good things. All the good things that come through him. By a greater and more perfect, more complete tabernacle. Not made with hands, that is to say, not of this building. Not something that man built down here, though he be like Bezalel, who did all the artistic work, given a special filling of the Spirit of God to do it, but it's still a material thing, you see. And it was that good things to come, and actually what it really means is that have come to pass. Oh, how wonderful it is. These things have come to pass for us. And it's a more perfect tabernacle. It's not of this creation. The better tabernacle does not belong to this natural creation as to materials or builders. And let me say this very kindly. All of this business today of trying to sweeten up the worship down here by having pictures and stained glass windows and candles and crosses, all of that type of thing today, it ministers to the flesh. It's fleshy. It ministers to the physical side. It doesn't minister to that which is spiritual at all, friends. And today, we need to recognize there's a real tabernacle in heaven. There's a real high priest there. And this is a spiritual worship today. And you can worship him anywhere. And it's wonderful that in a church, when people can come together and really worship God. Sometimes we take off in a worship service, and it's wonderful. And I'm sure many of you have been in a service like that. Now he goes on to make it clear. He says here, verse 12, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. Now this verse, and I didn't refer to it before, I wanted to wait till I got to it, because I expected somebody to say, well, do you have a verse to prove your belief that Christ took his literal blood in heaven? If he's not talking about that here, I want to know what he's talking about. Neither by the blood of goats and calves, that's pretty literal blood, but by his own blood, and he shed that on the cross, he entered in. Now he entered in how? By his own blood, in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. May I say to you, I don't want to labor a point, but it seems to me that it's very important. His is a superior sacrifice, and it is a sacrifice and the only one that's worthy of the genuine tabernacle. Now, the question I think still remains, did Christ present his own blood there? I think he did. I believe that. Now, you will note in your Bible that the little phrase, for us, is in italics. That means that it's not in the original, and it means it was put in to smooth out the translation, which is all right, and it is for us. But the emphasis is not there. The emphasis is upon a contrast that you have here. He entered once into the holy place. By having entered once, he obtained eternal redemption. Now, you want to turn that around? The priests, they went in continually, and they got a temporary sort of thing. They never got eternal redemption, so that the blood of bulls and goats just couldn't take away sin. It covered it. It was an atonement, and it pointed to the time that Christ came, and we'll see that as we move on down in this particular section here.